Dark Psychology and Manipulation: The Ultimate Guide to Learn the Hypnosis, Dark NLP and Mind Control Techniques to Influence Human Psychology. Learn How to Read People and Body Language. Written by Isabel Campbell. Narrated by Sasha White and Mike Wayne.
Chapter 1. Meeting Our Dark Side. Through psychology, the name of the shadow, based on the theories of Carl Jung, is given an element of our own self. This shadow is our dark impulses, our dark side, so to speak, a hidden part of ourself that we usually don't even want to show ourselves. This dimension may not be understood to us. We may even be afraid to confront it. But, for the following benefits, it's best to visit our dark side. You can use your creativity and imagination to identify your own self's disowned component. Some of the shadow's tasks concentrate on painting, mind mapping, and the like. Making connections with our artistic side will strengthen our connection within all of us to that hidden part. You can heal any relationship with more honest self-examination and a kind of direct communication. Since certain relationships are damaged by hidden grudges, the more we see what we are hiding, the more we can understand those relationships that are simply broken or terminated without any apparent reason. You can recognize to others what you project, which then forms some of our views about others. We all tend to see what we expect from ourselves in other people. So, we're making theories about what the other is like based on what we know about us instead of actually understanding the other. Almost instinctively, we might have a tendency to think and wonder, what do I do if I were him or her? This is really a good question, if one knows that he or she is asking for it, and does not use the thought to rashly judge the actions or thoughts of someone. You can start to be free from the guilt and shame that comes with our negative feelings and our bad actions, of course. In fact, we can see why the Catholic practice of confession has a real psychological benefit. We need to confront our struggle. In all good ways, to be free of our dark impulses. You can diffuse any negative emotions that come as surprising as you go about your daily routine. We must be reconciled with negative events and situations that unexpectedly desolate us. You can achieve true appreciation of yourself, a more complete self-knowledge of who you are and who you can be. Self-assessment to know your dark impulse. These are some questions that can help you see yourself as a disowned member. This list can help you determine which aspects of yourself you need to know better and recognize, as these are the aspects you want to reject yourself. Which traits do I see in myself of things that I dislike? Okay, ideally this question will make you realize that we hate many things, and yet, in a way, we dislike ourselves. We don't like these things because they remind us of what's unlike in ourselves for us. If there is a question on the dark side inside me, what would it ask? With how much of yourself you really know? This question will enlighten you. Do you really understand in you the dark side? And do you really see what this dark side means to have? Communicate with each other. See if you're able to learn new ideas from within. If I have a text from the dark side, what message would that be? This topic examines the messages from deep inside that you can get. You can see that you sense a void, and there may be a response from that vacuum. So what are you saying? How do I become more positive about what I can learn from dark impulses?
Sample complete. Ready to continue?